Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Joni Salzman.
Phones have been in a rut for a while, but that might change at MWC. We're expecting a huge number of flagship phones to make a big splash. But more importantly, we're hoping to see more innovative designs. We're talking about foldable phones. I had that scoop on LG coming with a second screen attachment, or a, what did you call it?
I called it an appendage.
An appendage. Oppo's rumored to have an all-screen device with a pop-out camera, a 48-megapixel pop-out camera. Nokia theoretically will show a phone with five cameras on the back, and we've talked about the idea
more.
Of multiple cameras.
Five is not enough.
Five may not be enough. It's going to be wild. I mean, what do you think? Are you you're a jaded customer of phones, right? Like, what are you hoping to see from one of these crazy designs or products?
Well, I want to know what the appendage actually looks like. Like, that's still a mystery.
My guess is it's sort of a cover case. I think it'll like flip over and it'll become the cover, and you can sort of fold it out and it'll be two screens.
Right.
My guess.
Yeah.
But we're not sure yet. I mean, it's cool that these companies are all taking risks with these phones, because I feel like
things
have gotten really boring.
Things have gotten really boring. So you have to have like entire backs of phones that are camera arrays or appendages.
I know that's what you want, right? Like 20
cameras.
I don't
personally want it. I just like the idea of it existing.
Cameras there. I mean, we're getting close to it. I mean, right. If you looked at that leaked image, it seemed like there were, I mean, five cameras, but it looked like there were like six or seven different light sensors or whatever. And it just sort of, we're getting there.
What are you excited to see?
I mean, it's an obvious answer, but the foldable phones are the most exciting thing to me. Like the concept video we got from Xiaomi, the tease we got from Samsung. I mean, this stuff looks pretty legit, and I may not want to actually buy one or own one, but just actually using a phone with the foldable display is kind of like that. It's a nice taste of the future.
It is. It's a mind-bending concept.
Exactly.
Mind-bending.
Yeah, I gotcha. next up, check out our own Scott Stein's commentary on the iPhone SE and why Apple desperately needs to have one in its lineup now. Ultimately, I mean, it's a no-brainer, right? Phone prices have all gone up. The iPhone XR is the budget phone.
And how much is that?
It's $750, I believe,
right.
And that's the cheapest alternative. And really, folks are getting the the XS or the XS Max. and those are in the $1,000 range.
Yeah.
And, you know, Apple has a cheaper alternative, but it means usually going to last year's phone, right? iPhone 8, iPhone 7. So they've got the whole lineup there if you want to save money. But, you know, an iPhone SE 2, not just is a cheaper phone, but it's like the smaller phone.
Yeah.
Kind of wish we had Alfred on, because he's a big advocate of the small phone for his small hands.
Right.
I have small hands too, actually. I could appreciate it. But
I'm a big advocate of smaller price tags, though.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. And seeing as I just got an iPhone SE for my father, a refurbished one, because I couldn't get a new one. Like, I definitely would have, if there was a new one in the market, I absolutely would have snapped
it. And Apple's suffering because of not having that lower end element to its product.
Absolutely.
Like, as you said, you can get the older phone, but like, if you're getting a new phone, you don't want to get the older phone.
Exactly. So lastly, Amazon acquired Eero, a maker of Wi-Fi mesh devices.
Mesh Wi-Fi.
All right, mesh Wi-Fi devices. These little simple white pucks. Take us through. What does this mean for Amazon?
Well, it obviously means that Amazon wants to control every possible aspect of your home. Like, already control the smart speaker market with the Echo.
Yep.
They're going hard on smart televisions and the sense
other
of
Fire
their,
TV lineup.
Other Fire TV lineup. Other, you know, wall clocks, microwaves. So it makes a lot of sense to have a presence in this popular, up until now, independent maker of kind of next-gen Wi-Fi routers.
I will say, as someone who does suffer from Wi-Fi connectivity issues throughout my home, like, aside from, like, my office, like, it's all kind of crappy elsewhere. Like, I have looked into these mesh Wi-Fi networks, but there's Google really is the only other viable competitor here, right?
Right.
Google, now Eero, or now Amazon.
Right.
What do you think? What does that mean?
Well, I think one of the things that some people are raising as a possible red flag is that now we're at the point where two behemoths kind of control the market for this kind of router. And the one that's entering, Amazon, you know, people already have misgivings about how much Amazon knows about them, whether or not, whatever your take is on how much they're gleaning about your conversations from an Echo. This does mean that they have potentially access to everything you look up on your home Wi-Fi network. So for a company that trades in data on you, that's an interesting thing to consider.
Right. Unfortunately, the only other option is, well, Google.
The other company that trades in all your data. Exactly.
All right. For more coverage on this, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Joni Salzman.
Thanks for listening.